Throughout the years, Evan Dower has been very generous with his time and his creativity, and has also helped a lot of us with during the Cold War, during the war against the people in Nicaragua, Latin and South America, and he has once again generously lent our time to River Valley School. Ladies and gentlemen, the now famous Evan Dower.
Could be playing with Fat Mandy and Bob Ziller. My name is Evan. I'm going to sing some songs tonight that I have a set. I thought there'd be more kids here. So, this song is called Help the Voice of Youth Find the Truth. They dress funny these days, and they seem to talk in the strangest ways. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys want to be heard above your noise? You gotta help that voice of youth find out what is the truth. You gotta help that voice of youth find out what is the truth. Well, a young man is 17 in Sunday school. He's learning not to kill is the golden rule. But before another year can come around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. The ones that you're calling wild will be the leaders in a little while. And the world will awake to a newborn day. And I solemnly swear it's gonna be their way. You gotta help that voice of youth find out what is truth. You gotta help that voice of youth find out what is the truth. You gotta help that voice of youth find out what's the truth. Okay, this next song's about a boy from Ohio, and he came to Pittsburgh and stole the first love of my life right away from me. The first love of my life was the Allegheny River. Beautiful river. But everywhere that I go, there's a boy from Ohio. They all look the same. They have the same cut of hair. But one thing to say about a boy from Ohio, they come from the first state that was cut into squares. Ohio was a part of the Northwest Territory, taken from the English by George Rogers Clark. He gathered his army in my hometown of Pittsburgh, and they all jumped into boats and sailed into the dark. Ohio thinks it's some kind of special state. I grew up 30 miles from there, it was a place to hang. I always thought its people inconsiderate, because they did not inspect their cars, they tipped in faith. But I didn't know that growing up in Ohio at the same time as me was a boy with brown hair. He grew up on a farm and his skin was fair, while my skin was parked by the factory air. He stole my river, her name was Allegheny. The French called her La Belle Riviere. That was too beautiful for the English to say, so they called it Ohio and put their just a part of the grand design to show me that what I love is never really mine. Ohio thinks it's some kind of special state. I grew up 30 miles from there, was a place to hate. I always thought it's people inconsiderate, because they're not Spectre cars, they tend to fake my river. Allegheny meets Monongahela at Pittsburgh, where we smiled and held our hands in love. This next song was written by my favorite songwriter, Daryl Fleming. He's playing, actually, Friday, April 15th, after Fat Man League is done downtown, the CLO. If you can go to the Club Cafe on the South Side, you'll hear him sing this song. Franklin set the tone for patriotic duty, for liberty and equality, and the joys of chasing booty. Thomas Jefferson liked his girls, young and dark and slim, and when they all got pregnant, all the babies looked like him. While these men were out there getting hot and bothered, country was the only thing that Washington ever fathered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. The father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Georgian fat grew strong from that. 'Cause if you can learn to cope with the domineering mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Aaron Blow's diplomacy was always in a mitt. Aaron Burr's diplomacy was always in a mess. And thus we see his progeny was illegitimate. While Hamilton and Jefferson were at each other's throats, other so-called patriots were rocking other boats. And when their squabbling could have brought the revolution down, George was there to keep them straight and make them stand their ground. The father of our country was a mama's boy. The father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Georgian fat grew strong from that. 'Cause if you can learn to cope with a domineering mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy. While these men were arguing how the country should be run, George was busy getting out from under mama's thumb. And unlike other men who needed to have their egos flattered, George knew independence was the only thing that ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. Cause if you can learn to cope with a domineering mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Yeah, I should explain a rather personal note. The way the boy from Ohio stole the Allegheny River from me was that he was a great songwriter and he would invite me and her to the show, sit us right down front, buy us drinks, and then he'd sing this song to her. It's called "I'm in Love with a Married Woman." With a married woman, she sees my face and doesn't think I'm strange. I'm in love with a married woman, she doesn't think I'm necessarily deranged. She's a married woman who knows my name. There have been times I have met her accidentally on the boulevard bomb. The time we've stolen, I keep inside me. She tells her fears about becoming a mom. She's a married woman who knows my name. She is a gift from God, perhaps I am the same. She's a married woman with a dog I like and a husband. Soul Train, I got it, anyway. this next song goes with the song after it, so I have to do two more. This is the official Japanese nuclear non-proliferation folk song. It's pretty scary. I've heard it done by Japanese folk singers, and I've also heard Pete Seeger do a great version of this. I'm not lying. Are idle, their owners are blind.